From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visits Moscow to secure Russian cooperation in Syria. Kerry's 2 days of talks with the Russians are expected to touch on a wide range of issues, but leaked reports in the media suggest the U.S. diplomat is offering President Vladimir Putin something dramatic, a U.S.-Russian military alliance against the Islamic State group and other extremist groups in Syria. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says the U.S.-Russian talks are critical for the Syrian peace talks.
We are ready, we want to do it, but to get something effective, we need the help of the two co-chairs, because that will give a huge chance for these talks not to just be another Geneva II, which I am determined to avoid with the blessing, I'm sure, of everyone else.
Stefan de Mistura. Speaking Thursday in London, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson pledged to reshape Britain's global profile. He said Britain's withdrawal from the European Union bloc does not mean that it is leaving Europe itself.
On Europe, clearly we have to give effect to the will of the people in the referendum, but that does not mean, in any sense, leaving Europe.
Earlier Thursday, some European leaders expressed dismay at Johnson's appointment, using terms such as liar, coward, and joker to describe him. But in a phone call to Johnson, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry congratulated him on his appointment and promised to work closely with him. French media are reporting that more than a dozen people were killed in Nice Thursday evening when a truck ran into a crowd celebrating Bastille Day. The incident occurred in the famous Promenade des Anglais, a seaside walk in the center of the town. The reason for the crash is unclear. This is VOA News. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has called on rival Riek Machar to meet for talks. The talks are an effort to save a peace agreement threatened by days of fighting. In the capital, residents of Juba say the city remained calm Thursday, 3 days after a ceasefire took effect. Witnesses say the gunman who shot and killed six Kenyan police officers inside a police station in western Kenya on Thursday is a police officer himself. Two Kenyan police officers told VOA the shooter is a policeman named Masla. One witness said Masla had submitted his resignation and was disgruntled. The shooter was later killed by special forces who were deployed to the Kapunguria police station. President Barack Obama says America is nowhere close to healing the mutual distrust between the nation's police and its black community.
We're not at a point yet where communities of color feel confident that their police departments are serving them with dignity and respect and equality, and we're not at the point yet where police departments feel adequately supported at all levels.
Mr. Obama made the remark following a four-hour meeting Wednesday at the White House with leaders from both sides. While the Donald Trump campaign is insisting the presumptive Republican nominee for president has yet to select his vice presidential running mate, U.S. media reports say Trump will announce Friday that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his choice. Pence spent more than a decade serving in the U.S. House of Representatives before becoming the governor of Indiana in 2013. Trump is believed to have been also considering former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton also is interviewing potential vice presidential running mates. She is expected to announce her choice next week. Among the people being mentioned for the role is Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Federal, state, and city officials are tightening security plans for the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions amid heightened concern after the recent ambush against police officers in Dallas, Texas. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director Jay Johnson spoke to lawmakers Thursday.
I am concerned about the prospect of demonstrations getting out of hand. I am concerned about the possibility of violence.
Johnson said he will travel to Cleveland on Friday and Philadelphia next Friday to inspect the security at both conventions. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.